and see how they serve to enlarge the concept of a number. We speak rather loosely, so qualitatively, of enlarging our concept of a number, of enlarging our concept of function. But I shall argue we do so against a fundamental notion, a set of fundamental notions, which remain completely stable. The notion of functional correspondence, which remains completely stable, and the remarks which Kreisel makes about Robinson, the corrigibility of standard fundamental notions, not in question. It's a question of the expansion of mathematics and of the organization, the expansion of mathematical knowledge and the organization of mathematics, and how, as it were, earlier knowledge of the structure of a field, an ordered field, it's shown to be, you know, in the light of the sort of enlargement, modification of the axioms, defining the structures with which we deal, shown to be knowledge of a particular kind, restricted kind of ordered field. Or ring, or whatever, but the very notion of a ring itself, as defined in set theory, the structure which any object has to have in order to be a ring, the set theoretical structure, there is a common core, clearly there's a common core structure which all objects of a particular mathematical type have to have in order to qualify as objects of that type. Recognition of the axioms for a field, say, as a restricted instance, as a particular instance, the restricted instance of the axioms for a concept of a field. Axioms for a concept is itself a rather sloppy way of talking, but one particular instance of a field, a restricted instance. That, as it were, more general kinds of structure defined by the axioms for field, when reformulated within some other structure, the system of non-Archimedean arithmetic, it is not the case that the axioms for Euclidean geometry, the axioms, which are satisfied by structures within which Euclidean geometry, the axioms of Euclidean geometry, are true, within which Euclidean topology is true, have become false. It's just that the structures within which they're satisfied are not all structures of a particular mathematical category. Here is that we do require the notion of functional correspondence as part of our logic in order to define a structure which is common to all instances of particular kinds of mathematical structure. As you said earlier on, this is a series of very loose notes made the morning of the 27th of March after you had it all about 4 days. Was put together in any particular order. The Leibnizian notion of identity is such as to be of a piece with the relational doctrine of space and relational doctrine of time. Order, space and time viewed as constituted of the relations of objects. Notion of serial order. Order of coexistence and succession. Order of existence, of coexistence and succession of objects in space and time. Of course, Leibniz has led to his doctrine of the monads, the indestructible substances. The substances are, of course, the active principles of unity. It's the idea that the active principles of unity that we employ, the active principles of unity we employ are relative to our conceptual scheme, our categorical scheme, to envisage wanting, longer needing to refer to the same man. On the Wiggins, also the Geech view, which I think is also Dummett's view, rather that we have a principle of counting for these things, and only that for which we have a principle of counting can be admitted as an object of some lowest type in a type theoretical framework. Sorry, these notes made some minutes later. On a slightly different tack, I'm going to say the kind of revision. When the remarks made about loosely in the Bastion book about Euclidean space and the real field, or the structure of the reals as about being an artifact with no prior claim to consideration as a model of space and time, indeed, but the sort of revision that can be maybe required, the sort of qualitative comparisons between the assumed qualitative structure, using, I suppose, purely abstraction arguments which rest on abstraction. For instance, the sort of thing you've got in mind is Ulam's discussion of the way in which we might have to adapt our description, the mathematical basis of our description of the physical world on the basis of change, qualitative change in the assessment of the qualitative character, whether it's discrete or continuous, in terms of polarities, conceptual awareness of conceptual possibilities, which is already available to us on the basis of the opposition, the qualitative characterization of the opposition between the principles of coherence of the ontology involved and between the kinds of ontology that we envisage for the world. It's already available to us on the basis of the conceptual structure of the descriptive schemes accompanying mathematical formalisms of our existing theories. That is to say, the opposition is continuous or discrete. And we might indeed have to adapt to see what Ulam says. Change the language, change the mathematical structure employed in the description. Again, going back to a more or less unrelated topic, 27th of March 1978, in the morning, you were thinking, it is very striking to come across a characterization of the kinds of structures involved in at the level of the most fundamental level. For instance, we're talking now not about the use of extensional notions to model, as it were, our use as in the use which Bunge makes of elementary algebra and other sort of mathematical devices who in fact, to test, well, to elaborate or formalize, informally, as it were, formalize at the level of a certain kind of informal rigor. Some people might say a rather spurious kind of informal rigor, or semi-formal rigor. The certain intentional locutions as employed, particularly in the background to the exposition of the conceptual presuppositions of certain scientific theories. See examples in Bunge, pass him. See also the sort of thing that Scott has in mind when he's talking about the use of logical, these years talking about the use of extensional models which are to hand, the use of structures well understood, the mathematical structures to model, well, for instance, a notion as a propositional connective via Boolean algebras. The argument, however, being that some might say that we have to have an understanding, a prior grasp of understanding of the notion of truth and falsehood, that we have to have a prior grasp on the semantic devices, in fact, referential semantics, Parche. Gastongue's view of the objectivity, the source of the objectivity of mathematical constructions themselves, as lying in the organization, form of organization of the mathematical theory, in the context of its heuristic connections with other mathematical theories. Whereas, in fact, I want to make a sharp distinction between and assimilating set theory as to this, and certainly insofar as set theory is capable of undergoing development, and as, for instance, the theory of the category sets the basis for the study of set, the sort of structures encountered in set theory, considered purely syntactically, can be studied on the basis of that sort of axiomatization of the notion of set in terms of functions under composition rather than in terms of the membership relation. It has proved, and it leads to some very interesting results. But the idea of separating the whole, that this theory and the putatively fundamental notion, ignoring, as it were, the putatively fundamental notions that underlie this theory, the reasons that this has always been treated as the most fundamental of all mathematical theories, the fundamental notions that, with which it supplies us, in terms of which the foundation for the being able to speak objectively about the sort of relations between the structures, relations between the structures of the other objects, or other possible, if you want to depend on the language of mathematical objects, the possible structures are reasons for regarding a particular structure as a possible structure. The kind of expansion in modification in conception of a particular kind of mathematical structure, qua mathematical object, as, for instance, just one of limiting one instance of various possible realizations of a particular set of axioms, one our realization of it as one, our recognition of it as one out of several realizations of a particular set of axioms, expanded, modified set of axioms, a restricted subset, in fact, of those axioms, or modification of those axioms, has to restrict them to the kinds of structure with which it was thought in terms of the previous kinds of organization of the subject. All study of structures of this particular kind, fields or rings or groups, functions with certain kinds of properties, certain arithmetical properties, could be elucidated, set of axioms underlying that in the light of the sort of discoveries, for instance, of non-Archimedean arithmetics. This can indeed be extended, whether they will turn out to play a part in the organization or... Anyway, leaving all this aside for a minute, what you were going to say? Sorry, lastly, reverting to a slightly different topic, I'm going to say that it's very striking to see the qualitative characterization of the kinds of... Qualitative characterization of the kinds of structure with which, in this case, ostensibly fundamental mathematical theory represents simply a formalization of the most fundamental notions in all mathematics, fundamental and compare Kreisel and Robinson and compare also the remarks in Putnam about quantum set theory, the ostensibly unrevisable, because, well, in the point of view of referential semantics, reflecting posits about the structure of abstract objects, the possible structure, the most general possible abstract structure of abstract objects as dependent on the kind of objects that are in the world. Well, which assumes that no qualitative revision, no possible conceptual evolution, for instance, dealing with the sort of principles, the idea of objects as principles of active unity, as involving the recognition, for instance, of numerical concepts as reflecting the specific forms of intentionality taken by the intentionality connected with our conceptual scheme, our global conceptual scheme, at a particular period of its evolution, of its reflection, and the whole idea of the language as a linguistic representation, the representation of the world as articulated, though the world does not come to us as articulated, the ways in which the world might ultimately be articulated, particularly as reflected in the global topological structure of time, and see here everything that PCWD says. The notion of this, of course, will be regarded by the Leibnizian as an error. That the and it's an error, of course, particularly if we view the change from the sort of individuative attributes, the sort of principle of individuation of all of entities as such, kind of saying that it isn't a question of the having changed, that we have a category of entities, as it were, external objects of public. Well, in one sense, they thought it was as concrete public objects, particulars. One doesn't know, but certainly the individuals, as if the individuals of the basic framework, the individuals of the which form the domain of quantification thought of here as involving a particular kind of intentionality. A kind of intentionality is involved in our very conception of an individual, metaphysical conception of an individual. As such, is there a specific kind of intentionality involved in a metaphysical conception of an individual as such, which is subject, corrigible and subject to a sort of conceptual revision of a more fundamental kind than that involved in the change from one conceptual classification, system of conceptual classification, of particular classes of objects. The idea that there might be as elaborated in Grace's remarks on GR and in some of Kerner's remarks. See the remarks about the active principles of unity. Right, theory. In, for instance, particularly having to take account of its global topological structure and the very notion of active principle of unity of an individual as involving that as prior to the conception of counting, those things for which we have a principle of counting being those things which reflect the specific form within our conceptual scheme, the particular form of the intentionality given, for which there's an ontological explanation as to why those things, namely medium-sized trigoids, should reflect the specific form of, should be regarded as, or should in fact be the objects which we have a principle of counting, why the having a principle of counting, our numerical concept itself as part of our global conceptual scheme is itself subject to revision, particularly in the light of the sort of conceptual requirements, conceptual requirements made on, for instance, the remarks in Dirac about a completely new set of concepts being required and needed to be evolved, which will be required for the sort of non-local hidden variable schemes suggested by Berm, and see also remarks about curvature and location in Gray's. The idea of implicate order as outlined in Berm, all that, well, whether it's coherent or not, the point you're making is that the idea, for instance, of serial order as reflecting the order, order of succession of time, the form of intersubjective intuition of time, that is to say, of the structure, which defines, a structure which defines the form of interrelationship of public perceptible objects. In the Kantian view, see also what Guthrie has to say about Kant and about the origins of notion of certain mathematical, the structure of a system of quantities in the mathematical structure of a system of quantities, not as not involving abstraction in the Kantian sense from the form of relationship of objects given intuition, given in intuition. Compare Leibniz's view of the RDS and the RDT, and the notion of individual as defined in the predicate calculus, the idea of extensional equivalence out of exhaustion of the domain. One has a domain, one thinks of the domain of individuals as, in the Leibnizian view, the domain of individuals, possibly infinite, but at any rate as given and as fixed predicates, which are themselves to be thought of, say, as K-fold Cartesian products, as defined over the predicates, as defined over the domain of individuals. There's no question of the kinds of predicates, the kinds of relation between the predicates that we accept as being themselves tied up with the form of relation courses and values of variables, the forms as affecting our grasp on the metaphysical conception of individuality itself, a kind of conception of the domain that we could form such that the old metaphysical conception of individuality itself was lost, and a new set of numerical concepts, well, in fact, a new set of mathematical concepts would presumably be such that one could not regard them as having been extended as themselves, capable of being mapped, of being such that the old k-fold Cartesian product definition of the predicates and the relations of the predicates of the old theory could be mapped into them, and as it were, their extensions contrasted and compared extensionally, which is certainly part of the Leibnizian view, and the idea of determining by exhaustion the constructible, at least within realistic construal of mathematical construction, or within, it doesn't matter, the question about the possibility of construction, we can, on the basis of our existing notion of functional correspondence itself, the notion of functional correspondence which we have as part of our logic, we can see how the identities of the individuals are, as well, in his case, as normal bearers of predicates, to be viewed as fundamental. On the other hand, if they're no longer sort of normal bearers of predicates, and if the predicates, we retain the notion of the predicates as being defined in the same way, well, then a probabilistic notion of connection, which is of the relationship between the predicates as of the, well, the old notion of predicates inhering in an individual. We have to abandon completely the intentionalistic, the sort of accompanying picture of predicates inhering an individual that goes with the old subject predicate logic, and just rely entirely on the purely on the mathematical framework, the quantum, for instance, in this case, the quantum logic framework, which will as reconstructing claims for the relationship of quantum theory to other theories, which it says to elucidate the reasons why the form of the relations between the functions of between the causes and values and the variables postulated in the other theory is not in fact realized, but that on the basis does so on the basis of probabilistic notions which themselves rest on, be said, well, maybe not on Boolean possibility structure, but on non-Boolean possibility structure, but the mathematically well-defined notion of non-Boolean possibility structure. And you can look, for instance, at quantum set theory, and you just regard this as a further instance of extension, modification of axioms. In this case, it seems a weaker set of axioms rather than one which was not one where we can actually capture the original notion and show it to be a restricted instance. We can recapture the original notion, as you can, one can, in the case of the real field and, the, say, the surreals, or the non-standard reals. And so we're displayed as an ordered field, a more general kind of ordered field, which no longer, however, obeys these particular axioms. The idea that the quantum logic is, as it were, not a more general instance of, in some sense, more general instance of a logic of an algebra which no longer obeys such and such particular axioms. Well, it, in fact, it, except one might argue that it does, in the sense that the type free calculi is still, we're still capable of mapping it on a logical space without, as it were, any attempting to introduce any notions of what the form of relations between the entities, the kinds of, i.e., even to the extent of their forming a totality, ought to be, see the business about. Characterization of axiomatic set theory and the theory of topics given by Lorvier. The characterization of axiomatic set theory as the basis for the study of constant structure, which I think of it as the terms of the base, the basis for the study of constant structure, and the theory of topics the basis for the study of continuously variable structures, seems to suggest a view of the connection between also functional obstruction, a notion of possible structure, qualitative characterization that we can at least in principle attempt of the kinds of abstract possible kinds of structure to be encountered in the world, in the most general abstract possible kinds of structure. That is to say, those upon which the existence of abstract structure is dependent on Putnam's view. And connecting, for instance, with the whole question that mathematics has not hitherto dealt with, the sort of global relations between global and local that some metaphysicians have held to be crucial for our understanding of, well, one possible kind of most general abstract possible structure which we have to grasp in distinction from the kind that so it accepts the notion of the metaphysical conception of individuality as extrapolable in such a way that, you know, for instance, in the foundations of QGMD, we would postulate for an ontology of the theory a cardinality, a specific cardinality in the old sense, in the sense of Cantorian theory, the Cantorian notion of cardinality, some put up in terms of structure. If we accept that, accept the notion of, say, ramified type theory as perfectly adequate to the description of the world, and the kind of reservations that, for instance, Graves on the one hand, and Wheeler, and also in one or two places, I think some of those who, for instance, the notion of what the completely new set of new fundamental mathematical notions is required in order to think the kind of relationship between the, the form of mathematization of the relations with which the theory deals and the form of relationship with which the theory deals as being quite different from involving a different principle of coherence of principle intelligibility of the ontology. See Berm's suggestions that as set against the orthodox formulation which you'll pursue here through the ramified type theory, and argue that the kind of distortion which there's no warrant at all in when we look at the sufficiency of the fundamental notion C. Mabry of set theory for the development of all the theorems certainly with which the theory of topi deals, or any generalization of the relations of functions under composition. It's interesting that those are all the essential sort of linearity of structure there, compare also the business about the nonlinear sheaf theory, and compare and the question about the relationship of nonlinear to linear, as introducing again via the back door this attempt to impose, ordinary, well, some would say attempt to impose an artificial or metaphysical attempt to make our mathematics yield structure which reflects particularly some metaphysical insight, qualitative insight about the possible form of relations of the there's a bit arrived at outside mathematics. On the other hand, it might be said that in dealing only, when we're actually dealing with the relationship between the ontology of our mathematical theory and the ontology of our physical theories, the kind that Putnam and Kerner are discussing, in restricting ourselves solely to this, we are restricting our awareness of the conceptual possibilities in a way which it means that we settle for one particular kind of, and rather on the basis of the sort of qualitative considerations, some of the considerations which traditionally weighed with those discussing ontology of physical theories, and rather unwieldy